Welcome or welcome back to Motions the Podcast. I am your host, Naya P, and thank you for tuning in once again. This is the platform where we have moderately candid conversations, and when I say we, I mean me, myself, and I. Or a guest, if I opt into having a guest. But as of right now, I just wanted to check in, and I wanted to also just acknowledge the fact that I have been away from the podcast for 30 days. It's actually been a little more than 30 days because the last time that I had recorded an episode was on June the 3rd. I am constantly battling this thing where I'm all in and then I just stop. And I'm so tired of doing that. And I told myself that I was going to show up more for not only myself, but the people, I guess, that's looking for me. If there are people looking for me, but most importantly, myself. I want to show up more for myself. I want to be consistent. And it's just like, how can I be consistent when I just keep stopping because I let life get in the way? Or I'm too tired, or I'm making excuses, whatever the case is. But anyway, I just came here to let y'all know that I am deleting the page for the podcast. I am going to primarily just base everything off of my own page because I am not, like, I can't fight it. I'm not the type of person that's going to sit there and manage two Instagram pages. If it comes a time where I need another page, then I will create another page. But as of right now, I'm just going to be primarily focusing on building my own page, like building my own brand, building myself. So I will still be doing weekly topics and weekly discussions. But I also just want to tap into myself, especially because I keep putting myself on the back burner, but I have to take accountability and I have to own up to my ish. But it sounds a little weird right now because I'm in this like room that we have here in my apartment complex. But people was being people and they actually stripped the amenities away from us. Like now the amenities are only open when the office is open, and I feel like that's complete bullshit, but I will talk to them another time. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about how good I feel. And usually I don't 100% always feel the best about how I'm feeling because I'm on this journey to getting right. So as you may or may not know, I did this whole 30-day run, no buying stuff, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like I've been in that run for a long ass time. You know, and I'm tired of being on that run, but now that I was on like that 30-day grind, I can now relax a little. Well, not even relax, but I can take a moment for myself and not feel bad about it. And also know that I'm still going to continue doing what I'm doing and taking care of what I'm taking care of. But I also have to take care of myself and my son and my household, but myself first. So also I had shared, the simple fact that I was on like getting back to being like fit and being active or whatever the case is. And one day I was in the gym and, this girl came in there and she looked nice. She had on, she had a nice body and stuff like that. And usually I would feel like, I'm not going to say I would feel uncomfortable with her, but I would feel uncomfortable with myself. Like, damn, I need to get my shit together. I need to look a certain way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this time, I actually just was like, and I'm not saying this like I be hating on people or anything like that, but you know, sometimes you can just you can start to discourage yourself because you see other people and you see the way and you know what's your goal. But everybody's journey is different. So needless to say, when I was faced with an opportunity to start feeling bad for myself or to start like looking at myself like I'm less than, I did not, because I know the journey that I'm on and I know I'm going to get where I want to be, and I cannot let anybody else get in the way of that shit. Like anybody else. Yes, I have had confidence issues in the past, but I have never reflected that on anyone at all. I never hated, like I never, you know, just been a hating ass bitch, none of that shit. So anyway, excuse the language because it's very early in the morning. I don't even think it's 7 o'clock. Right, it's 6:32 and we're recording this now. But I feel so good about myself that I'm not apologizing for anything. Like, usually I would say, oh, sorry for this or sorry for that. But it's just like my true intentions was to never offend, or like some things you can't be fucking sorry about. Like it's not intentional. And I'm not even talking about actions. I'm just saying like, for making somebody feel a certain way. Like, I used to apologize. And I can't apologize for something. I can't continue to apologize for something that I did not intentionally mean to do. Like, I didn't intentionally mean to do that. So, why are you keep saying sorry? Like, what you sorry for? I remember I forgot something that happened and I just was like, sorry or whatever. And I'm just like, nah, how the fuck can you be sorry for that? Like, why are you sorry? What are you sorry for? Like, girl, please. Like, I don't know if, how about I say this, y'all? I am a recovering people's pleaser. I'm also a recovering putting myself on a back burner. Like, I'm recovering from both of those things. Being a people pleaser and also putting myself on a back burner. But I can't do that no longer. Any longer. It doesn't matter who it is. Mother, father, sister, brother, son, boyfriend, whomever. I can no longer put myself on a back burner because I have to start putting me first. I consider everybody's feelings. Like, damn, I consider everybody's feelings before I consider my own. And I don't even think people realize that before they do something to me that I would never do to them. But who am I to expect myself out of somebody when they are not me? But at the same time, I just feel like with certain people, honestly, with everybody, I never give nobody that feeling or that vibe that I'm, you know, like just not a good person. To my knowledge, you know, like I'm always like down for the ride, down for the cause. You can always call me. Don't call me for no money, though. But if you do, I got you. But I'm definitely a recovering people's pleaser. And that shit has to really stop today. It actually stopped as of yesterday. It did. It stopped as of yesterday. And I can no longer do that shit. And I'm not going to let, like, me put in this whole, like, process at to a cease, get in my way of the type of person that I am, because I really love the type of person that I am. I just want to perfect the type of person that I am. And I'm not saying be the perfect person, but I am saying this particular ways I want to like make sure I'm just being that, having that characteristic to its fullest capability in the best way, that's good for myself, another person, and Mother Nature itself. Like, just what I dish out into the universe, into the world, like, I want that back to me. So I just want to perfect the type of person that I am. I want to better myself. I want to take in constructive criticism to produce at a higher level. And that's what I want to do as a mother, as a sister, as a friend, as a cousin, as a girlfriend, like, as a daughter, all of that, a granddaughter, niece, whatever the case is. Like, I want to do that for me because that's the type of person that I am. And also, when I say I put myself on the back burner a lot, I put myself on the back burner a lot. And it's nobody else's fault but myself. It's nobody else's fault but mine. It's nobody else's fault but mine because nobody's putting a gun to my head. They're not putting a gun to my head at all. Like, they just being them. And I'm just being me. But still putting myself on the back burner even when I don't want to 100% make the decision, or I should be putting myself first. And it's not even about me not, you know. Okay, so for instance, y'all, I just moved to this new place. And my sister, she came over my house. This was the first time that she had came over my house for her and my niece to go swimming. And we put like a few things on a grill. So she was talking to like one of her old boyfriends or whatever, which is also a family friend or whatever. And she was like, yeah, I was calling you so you can come to tonight's house with me and go swimming. So in my mind, I'm just like, damn, we never discussed him coming over here. And also, like, how you just going to have somebody, you know, pop up at somebody's house with somebody? So then she was like, yeah, drive over here, whatever. It's not too far from your house. Yada, yada, yada. And then she was like, can he come over here? And I was like, well, it would be very rude of me to say no after you already, you know, invited him and shit like that. Like, it would be very rude of me, like, super duper rude of me to say, no, he can't come over. Long story short, he didn't come. But at the same time, how was it going to be rude of me for protecting my space? For saying how I truly feel? How was that rude of me? It's not rude of me. It's actually very elegant and classy of me to proficiently express how I feel and my true feelings and not putting myself on the back burner. Also, by not putting my family on the back burner, because I don't like to let people in my space that's not in my space already. Like, I don't like that. Like, I don't like to invite people to my personal space. This is my sacred place. If you don't know where I live, then you just don't know where I live. But like my last house, I had people come over because I had my gender reveal there in the community room. But now it's just like, I don't even want nobody to know. I don't want nobody to know anything. So, I mean, not that I don't want them to know anything, but this piece of space is just my space, and I just want it to be as sacred as possible. I don't have many guests over my house. I think about 4 people have been over my house, and that's like my mother. Wait, I don't even think my younger sister been over my house, but yeah, like 4 people, 2, 3. 4, 5 people have been over my house. 5 people. And that may seem like a lot, but it was my sister, her daughter, my mother,
one of my good friends, and then Emmanuel's mom. But that's about it. And that's probably like the most that it's ever going to be. Because this is my space. But all in all, y'all, all I'm saying is we can't be people pleasers forever. I know I can't. I can't continue to please people just because I don't want to seem like a bad person. At the end of the day, it's more wary on myself because I'm sitting there making a decision that I know that I should not have made, or I'm agreeing to something that I know I did not want to agree to. So, rest in peace to the people pleaser. Like, that ish doesn't get you anywhere. Putting yourself on the back burner doesn't get you anywhere. Nowhere at all. And I'm tired of doing it. And I will no longer do it, you know? So, anyway, you guys, my birthday is, wow, my birthday is next Sunday. It's actually in 8 days. It's in 8 days. All I know is that I am going to, we have a hotel room on the beachfront. There's actually a gender reveal on my birthday that I honestly may or may not go to. Like, at first I was all down for going to it, but then it really just depends on how I feel, because when I wake up, I don't want to be on the move for somebody else. I want to be on the move for myself. Like, what do I really want to do? But I am going to show love and go. Actually, now that I'm just like saying these words out of my mouth, but look at me being a people pleaser again, because if I don't want to go, I'm not going to go. But yeah, like, I just want peace when I wake up. I want to do like yoga on a beach or something like that. Like, I just want peace and tranquility when I wake up. I don't want to think about anything. I don't want to like do too much. I have an outfit, but I honestly want to like change it, but then I'm not going to change it because it's so last minute that I would just be like paying for like rush shipping, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's very hard to find something to wear in this area. So I'm not even going to do it. I'm going to just wear what I have, and then fingers crossed that it comes out as cute as it looks on screenshots. But you guys, I just wanted to really check in. I just wanted to check in and be here. I wanted to show up. I wanted to show up for myself. I wanted to show up for the podcast. I also was about to do like a whole revamp of my podcast and invest in a $700 investment. But I said, how in the hell am I going to sit here and invest that money into something I'm not even consistent with? Like, what the hell? I have to really stop. I have to stop being there. Going strong, then street, just doing nothing, like absolutely nothing. I cannot let life get in the way of what I have going on. I have to continue being the person that I want to be. So, on this good Saturday, I hope that everyone just has a great weekend. I am going to upload this episode early. I'm not going to release it on Monday because I can do what the hell I want to do. So I'm just going to do that. And if you are a people-pleasing addict or a self-putter-on-the-burner addict, today is the day to stop and have a little rehab for yourself. Go out and do something for yourself today. Say no today. Don't think about somebody else today. More than you're thinking about yourself. Put yourself first. Make that impulsive decision for something that you want to do. I don't know what it is that I'm going to do. Well, actually, I'm going to go to the mall and buy myself something. So that's what I'm going to do for myself. I don't know what y'all are going to do for y'all, but make sure y'all figure that shit out. Hopefully, y'all listen to the podcast today. I am about to drop it. It's not even 7 o'clock still. But thank y'all for tuning in once again. I am your host, Naya P, and I will see y'all next week.